Environmental advocacy and climate groups criticized the Biden administration announcement. Kelsey Lamp is the Protect Our Oceans campaign director at Environment America. She says the coming months offer an opportunity for the public to dissuade the government from selling the proposed offshore oil and gas leases.
I mean, definitely the plan isn't set in stone. There will be a 90-day public comment period where members of the public can weigh in, both in written form and also by participating in virtual public hearings. And we hope that the public will weigh in to tell the Biden administration that we don't want to see new leasing in our oceans. They still have the opportunity to draft a plan with no new leases. They've written that in the current proposal. They have that option, and we hope that they take that option.
Lamp says offshore drilling puts maritime wildlife and coastal communities at risk of water pollution and a warming climate for decades to come. The announcement of proposed leases comes as gasoline prices have spiked to all-time highs. But oil industry analysts say that offering new oil and gas lease sales will do nothing to combat high energy prices in the short run. Thomas Meyer is a spokesperson for the Food and Water Watch. He says this draft proposal is likely a public relations move by the Biden administration.
It does seem like politics is impacting this quite a bit, as it always does. The administration is feeling a lot of pressure to do something about gas prices. The reality is that offering new lease sales starting next year for drilling to begin, at some point, 1 to 5 years after that is not going to impact gas prices in the short term, certainly not between now and the midterm election in just a few months. So that's really important to keep in mind. But again, the kind of politics and the PR parts of this, put the White House in a tricky position.
Meyer says stopping offshore drilling is a must for environmental advocacy groups and suggested that the president could lean on other tools at his disposal to manage gas prices. Republicans have assigned responsibility for high gas prices to the president, but critics say there are multiple factors at play. Ethan Manuel is the director of the Sierra Club's Lands Protection Program. He says Russian President Vladimir Putin and oil and gas companies deserve responsibility as well.
Well, I think short term, clearly the spike in gas prices should be blamed on Vladimir Putin and his invasion of Ukraine that really sent shockwaves to the global oil market. And so that's the number one reason is that invasion of Ukraine is why the prices of gas are so high. I mean, the U.S. is still the world's largest producer of oil and natural gas. So there's not a problem of supply, and there's no problems with lack of areas for them to drill. You know, the companies have lots of areas that are open right now and lots of unused leases. And so I do think gas prices will probably start coming down once the summer driving season ends. And so after Labor Day, we expect prices to go down.
Manuel also blamed the oil companies for price gouging. The House Natural Resources Committee Chair, Raul Grijalva, criticized the Biden proposal, saying that, quote, "Our public lands and waters are already responsible for nearly a quarter of the country's carbon pollution each year. Adding any new lease sales to that equation while the climate crisis is unfolding all around us is nonsensical." I'm Sam Canfield, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.